Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been taking a look at the question, where is your confidence? The word confidence simply means trust or the place of security or the place of refuge. We live in a day when people try to look for security in other people, in institutions, in their own resources. You could say that their confidence is placed in vain things as far as the Bible is concerned. The Word of God tells us it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And yet, despite these very clear words of God, we find many, many people, including church-going people, who put their confidence or their trust or look for security in people. Whether it's in the leader of their government, whether it's in the law enforcement personnel, whether their trust and confidence is in the education system or with those who oversee airport security or national security or the safety of the water supply, many people fall into the trap of putting their confidence or their trust or looking for security in other human beings. I have observed single people who feel like their life will be complete and their life will be happy and their life will be secure once they are married. They are looking to that spouse for security. And yet God tells us very clearly in His Word that our confidence and our trust is to be placed in Him alone. And that does not mean that you are not to ever trust anyone or that you are to be suspicious of people or that you are to be fearful of entering into relationships. On the contrary, we are to love people, we're to honor people, we're to bless people, but we are not to have our security based in people. People will always disappoint you, even if the disappointment is simply that they die. And it wouldn't be to their own fault, but humans will disappoint where God will never disappoint. God wants you to place your trust solely in Him. The reality of how it is a vain thing to put your trust, your confidence, your security in other people is illustrated well with the story from World War II. As you are probably aware of the events of December 7, 1941, when Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, was bombed by the Japanese through a sneak attack by the Air Force of Japan. Just a few months prior to that event, September 6, 1941, these words were written by a journalist. A Japanese attack on Hawaii is regarded as the most unlikely thing in the world, with one chance in a million of being successful. Besides having more powerful defenses than any other post under the American flag, it is protected by distance. This man's confidence in the United States military was evident from his words. Yet, it was a false confidence and a false security which was exposed when that attack came on December the 7th. This is similar to people who go through their lives placing their trust and their confidence and their hopes in what is essentially false security. We're warned that human beings or the things that human beings will often pursue are vain places for a Christian or for any person to place his trust. Psalm 146 verse 3 says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to the earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." And that's the call of God to you. God wants you to place your trust and your security and your reliance solely upon God. And yet many people, even Christians, will slip into the subtle deception or trap of placing their hopes and their trust and their reliance upon human beings. I remember some years ago when I first went to work for the state of California, the personnel clerk was taking my information when I came to work on the first day. She asked me all the vital statistics and asked me if I had any children. When I replied that I had one son, she looked aghast and she said to me, "Well, you better have some more children." And I said, "Why do you say that?" And she said, "Because when you get old, you will need them to take care of you." And she began to relate a story of a friend of hers who had only had one child, a daughter. When the daughter became a young adult, she was killed in a car accident. Now, this lady went on to say, the woman was old and widowed and by herself and ill and had no one to care for her. And if she had only had more children, she could have relied on those other children to take care of her. I listened to this woman and shook my head inside because it was obvious that her confidence, her security, and her reliance was upon people and not upon God. God does not want you to put your security in your children or your security in your spouse or your security in your parents. God wants you to place your heart's trust in God alone. You should honor your parents, you should bless your children, you should love your spouse, but you are never to look to them for the security that God alone can provide. It's a dangerous thing when we put that kind of reliance upon human beings. We will easily fall into disappointment or even despair when we place our trust that should only be placed upon God in people. In Isaiah chapter 36, we find the story of King Hezekiah. He faced a time when the king of Assyria came up against him with all of his armies. The king sent an emissary over to King Hezekiah's people and began to taunt them. This man, called the Rabshakeh, said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? I say, you speak of having counsel and strength for war, but they are vain words. Now in whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him." Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice in Hebrew and said, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. Make peace with me. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying the Lord will deliver us. Has any of the gods of the nations delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Indeed, have they delivered Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of these lands have delivered their countries from my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" But they held their peace, and they answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, "Do not answer him." Here was this man sent by the king of Assyria to harass the Jews. He taunted them by saying, if you're going to trust in Egypt to help you, you're going to be very disappointed. Those words were true. Satan often says things that are partly true when he's harassing you. But this man went on to say, and don't let King Hezekiah convince you to trust God either. God hasn't helped any of these other countries that we invaded. The truth in this situation was very simple. If Israel had relied upon Egypt or any other foreign nation to help them, to save them, to protect them from this invasion, they would have been destroyed. But if they trusted in God alone, God would deliver them. So they were tested severely, just as you are tested in your daily life. Satan will come to you and say, it's never going to work. You might as well just do it my way. Trusting in God is not going to get you out of this situation. And yet the truth is, only trusting in God will bring your true deliverance. Don't let the enemy of your soul convince you you have to do it on your own. You have to deliver yourself, or you better rely on worldly methods to take care of your problem. God wants you to rely solely upon Him. Put your confidence in Him. It is never vain to trust in the Lord. Remember Psalm 118:9, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Jeremiah 17:5 sums it up beautifully when it says this, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. When you put your reliance, your security in people or in human effort, your own effort, or in the resources of someone else, you put yourself in a position where you've turned your heart away from God and you're relying on man and you become cursed. It says that you end up like a tumbleweed in the desert in a parched land. And yet the person who trusts in the Lord will be like a tree that's planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the rivers and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.